When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucking D's. Rosie Perez, and yes, Melly Pass, and in every class, looking at every ass, cheated on every test. I guess this is my dissertation. Homie, this shit is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning. Ooh. As you all can tell, from this intro, praise the Lord, niggas, it is graduation season, and we're doing it a little different this year.
Oh, yes.
So, we're going to have these minisodes that are just the graduation announcement. So, if you're listening to this, then I know you're not one of the hater-ass haters who has emailed us in the past about timestamps so they can skip the graduation announcements, because you want to relish in the joy and the celebration of every single person who writes into Getting Grown. Continue to send your graduation announcements in through the month of May, probably leading into the first couple weeks of June, just because of how things have staggered. But we are here to celebrate you on today.
Yes.
Our most wonderful time of the year. Sis, do you want to start our graduation announcements?
I would be happy to. Our first graduation announcement is coming from Marcus Bailey. Marcus writes, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all yes. Niggas Rivers. Here below. That's right.
Oh,
a little doxology. That's right. Marcus writes, I am shouting myself out, Mr. Marcus Bailey, for pushing through and obtaining my second master's, degree from Johns Hopkins University in Educational Leadership and Administration.
Johns Hopkins.
This degree is by far the most meaningful because I did it for me. What started as a very unclear, God-granted opportunity during the pandemic turned into confirmation of my purpose in education. And yet this is still but a mere stepping stone in my journey to becoming the educational leader and change agent I know I'm destined to be. I want to thank all of my friends, families, brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and my KIPP DC Key Academy family, whose support has been unwavering in this experience. Oh, I want to also thank Dr. Takiya Robinson for reminding me every week that I am safe and I have everything that I need, as well as Sister Jade for emphasizing that it's my world and everyone else is just living in it. Shout out to all the graduates this year. We had fun. Now we are the fuck out. Blows palm. Shout out to you and congratulations, Mr. Marcus Bailey.
Congratulations,
Marcus. We love
Marcus.
To see that. Marcus,
we
darling.
Do. Marcus, darling, that. We're so happy for you.
Very happy.
Our next one comes from Lisa Cashion.
All right.
I think that's
she
how
says
you say
it's pronounced
that.
Like fashion with a C. Cash.
Oh, fashion. Cash.
Yes.
Sorry. Fashion. Hello, Dr. Kia and Chef Jade. I've been waiting for this time. Thank you all for continuing this tradition. I want to shout out myself for completing my professional and human resources PHR certification last July.
That's right.
This is the first of a few sets of letters that I'm working on putting behind my name. Next grad announcement season, I'll be back with another announcement as I am currently working on my next designation.
Yes.
Have the best day. Lisa Cashin, pronounced like fashion.
That's right.
Yes, Lee. That's the first time I've ever heard that last name
Me
in my life.
Me too.
Congratulations on two accounts, shocking us and also graduating.
Aw. The next graduation announcement is from Camille. Oh, no, wait. Camille's writing about her. No, this is a
Jocelyn's writing.
Yes, my bad. This is why I'm getting all turned around. Jocelyn is writing about Camille. Yes.
Yes.
Four years ago, I wrote in to celebrate the 8th grade graduation of my daughter, Camille Kraft. And 4 years later, I am back to celebrate her graduating from high school.
Crazy. We've been here for people's whole high school durations.
Pretty crazy. Camille is graduating from Holy Names Academy with honors and will be heading to The Howard University in the fall with a four-year scholarship.
The full coverage.
I know that's right. To say my family and I are beyond proud is an understatement, but this entire high school journey truly belongs to Camille's persistence, resilience, and commitment to not only speak success and achievement over herself, but move in faith and work her ass off these last 4 years to see the end goal be exactly as she said. Camille, you are the truest definition of dope. You've blossomed into an amazingly fearless, unique, and authentic young Black woman, and I already know the halls of Howard are more than ready to welcome the woman you will become. I am so thankful to God for continuing to keep his promise to me about you. He has never let go, and he won't. From me to you, always remember, spaceships don't come with rearview mirrors, so aim high, reach for the stars, and only look back to see how far you've come. I love you. Mom.
That is precious. Spaceships don't come with rearview mirrors.
Oh. So precious. Yeah. Thank you, Mom. Jocelyn. Shout out to you, Camille. We are proud of
Camille,
you, girl. We are proud.
You got two graduation announcements out of us.
I love that for you. Go forth to Howard.
By then we'll be
on
the television. Yes. Is where we'll be. Yes.
Right. Hopefully. Yes, all right. Indeed.
Yeah, no, I'm claiming it.
That's it.
Alyssa writes in and says, "Dear aunties in my head, I've been listening to Getting Grown since 2018, and I want to thank you, Dr. Kia and Chef Jade, for telling us all about the ghettos of adulthood." I'm going to get right to the point. Last week, I graduated from Columbia University School of Social Work with my master's in social work. After taking a two-year break and the Ponder replay reared its ugly head, I decided on an online program was best for me. That's right. I completed a social work program entirely on my laptop.
I know that's right.
I was blessed with great internships and classmates. It was a challenge as I was working the first year, and it was much to juggle, but I did it. As I wrap up, I want to shout out all the Black social workers out there. We matter, and we can make a difference.
Yes.
I've included some photos. I didn't get any professional pics done. Please don't come for me. We would never. Only if you're wrinkled. That's where it's at. Sorry for the long email. Not that long. And thank you all. Best from Alyssa from Rhode Island.
Yes.
Alyssa is out here. Let's look at the pictures.
Looking amazing.
Yes. Come on. Sunflower jumpsuit.
It's giving looks.
Okay. It's giving. Let me tell you something. She's giving Alfred Woodard. She said, "I'm wearing a comfortable shoe to this motherfucking graduation."
And that's my type of time. You're not going to catch me. We're not out here with her feet. Okay, that's none of our business.
No, not at all.
Not doing it.
Congratulations, Alyssa.
Absolutely. The next graduation announcement comes from Ray. Ray writes, "Hello, ladies. I hope you're doing well. I am super duper excited to send my graduation announcement. This summer, I will graduate from Walden University with my master's in social work. Every year, I listen to you all celebrate other grads and would be a little sad. I hadn't gone back to school. Finally, I get to celebrate with all of the 2023 grads. Hopefully, by the time you read this, I'll have a big girl job at the VA. Congrats to you, Jade, and everyone graduating this year. Cheers to our bright futures. Much love and celebration. Ray."
Yes, Ray. Thank you, Ray. And super big congratulations to you. I'm so glad that you did this for you at the time that it was time to do it.
That's right.
All right. Our next one comes from Jay.
Ray J. No Scooty Bikes.
No Scooty Bike here. No Beats by Ray. A special shout out to my amazing twins, Jaden and Jordan Smith, for finishing 8th grade and moving on to high school. Hey! Thanks for not dropping out. They worked so hard this year to maintain honor roll in sports. Jaden racked up the gold medals in track and field, and Jordan is making her mark with her creativity, photography, and on the basketball court. I couldn't be prouder. And that's from Jay. Oh, congratulations, Jaden and Jordan.
Yes, the twins.
May your high school journeys be not as ghetto as mine.
Or mine. That's great. Amen.
Yeah.
We have another mom shouting out, she's very proud of her son. Hi, Jade and Kia. I want to shout out my son, Javon Walker, for graduating from Antelope Valley High School in Lancaster, California on May 31st, 2023. She said, go get your blessings, poo-poo.
I know, that's right, poo-poo.
Thank you, ladies. And she sent pictures of Javon, as precious as he want to be.
I mean, just handsome,
I
adorable.
I mean, out here, suited. Okay, I love it for
us. And booted.
Hello. Congratulations, Javon. And thanks for writing in, Mom.
Congratulations. And yes, congratulations to you, Mom. Laura. Yes. All right, our next one comes from Kelly Nicole, and she says, hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. I had to take a moment to shout out my son, Michael Gavin LeBrew, who will be graduating high school June 1st here in California. He's been the blessing I didn't know I needed. He has stretched me and made me grow in many ways. This past year, he joined the school choir, and I watched him blossom into a young man so quickly. His choir will be traveling across country to sing at Carnegie Hall later this month. Hey! His work and dedication have been a joy to watch. He has defied the odds in so many ways. I love you, MG, and look forward to seeing all that you have yet to accomplish. I would also like to shout out my BFF's daughter, Micah Bearfield. Micah has been a delight to watch grow up over the years, and I'm looking forward to all that she has yet to accomplish as well. Micah took Michael to her prom in New Jersey this past weekend, and they looked amazing. I've enclosed photos of the kids together over the years as well as this weekend. Thank you for sharing them, ladies. They are both such awesome young people. Oh, my God. I can't. Look at them. Oh, my God. Look at them. I'm going to cry. Look at them. Oh, they're so good. Look. Congratulations, y'all. Go ahead, Michael and Micah. Oh, how sweet.
Aww.
That is sweet. That's sweet as fuck. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that on that type of announcement. That's hella sweet.
That is precious.
All right.
Okay, our next writer has asked to be called. She said, call me Maxine Shaw. Okay.
Yeah, I know that's right.
What's up, Jade and Kia? This is my official graduation announcement. I graduated in December 2022 after many, many long years of trying to complete my bachelor's. I graduated with a BS in health and behavioral science and a minor in psychology, debt-free. I know that's right. Praise the Lord, niggas.
Yes.
I had a very non-traditional college experience with working full-time, having kids, and just taking very long breaks in between. I honestly thought I would never graduate from college, and it really started to weigh down on me. I come from two Nigerian parents, so not having a college education is a no bueno. Despite the many hurdles I went through, and I decided to quit my job last summer to really focus on my last semester of school and to push my small business, Soulcology. To God be the glory, when I let go of my toxic, low-paying job, I got that email that I would be graduating in the fall mid-semester. Fast forward to now, I'm starting to feel like my bachelor's is not enough, and now I'm thinking about going to get my master's. My business has been extremely slow, so I'm in a bit of a funk. What do people do after graduation, especially when you're 30 plus years old? I feel like internships are reserved for younger students still pursuing undergrad, and the jobs I'm applying for want me to have a master's degree. I really want to provide a full life for my kids and myself without having to depend on their dad, although his financial support has been greatly appreciated. I feel like as a mom and a woman, I should always be in a position to hold my own. Do you have any advice on the next steps of life once you graduate from college in your 30s? So first of all, Maxine Shaw, congratulations to you.
Congratulations, Mama. And celebrate yourself first.
Yes, I want to sort of start there because I hear your question and I hear your concern, but I don't want you to, like, you know, I think you're already discounting the fact that you accomplished this goal. And you just did it. So I think you should allow yourself to really sort of sit in the fact that you have accomplished a goal and it is a step toward, you know, your destiny, your purpose.
Yeah.
And so just, I hope that you can find some space and time to really just celebrate that without, you know, without that added layer of self-criticism. I also hear in your comments, and it's, I'm not shaming you or calling you out because it's very easy and common for us to do it, especially as students. I also hear you comparing your journey to other people. And I know that, like I said, it's not It's easy for you to do that, especially when you hear lots of things like labels like non-traditional students, non-traditional trajectories. All that stuff is bull. It's all a myth. Nobody's trajectory is conventional, and nobody says that you have to proceed through your training in one way. Yeah. And so there is no right or wrong. I know what it's like to sort of be the oldest person in the classroom and deal with that. But, you know, there's no shame in you being exactly where you are at this time. Mm-hmm. And so if there are things that, like, try to pursue things because they interest you, because they align with your goals and what you are aspiring towards, not necessarily because you are at a particular age and phase in life. So if it is an internship that will give you the skills and experiences that you need to move forward in your career, don't be afraid to pursue that at any age. And as far as what people do when you graduate, like, you know, you've graduated, that means that you have successfully acquired the skills and experiences that would qualify you for the work that you, you know, have trained to do. And so you just start applying for opportunities. And the truth is, you know, for every yes, you'll probably get four or five no's. But don't let that discourage you, because we've all gotten no's before. Lord knows I have.
Yep.
But those no's have been pivotal to my path and pivotal to my career. The no's are a lot of the reason why I ended up where I ended up, and you always end up where you're supposed to be. So I don't want to drone on and on and on about this, but graduating in college from college in your 30s is no different than graduating from college when you were 21.
Nope.
There's no shame in that. I hope that you can find ways to free yourself from that. You are not, you know, you completing your degree when you did is not a mistake. It's not a mistake. Your life,
it's not a shameful,
thing. You had other things in your life took precedent over you completing your degree. And that doesn't mean that you were any less qualified or less capable. It was just the timing of life. Yep. And we are not always in control of that. So I hope that you can find some space to free yourself from that pressure of being on the quote unquote right path, because right is relative. Okay.
That's right.
And you are where you are supposed to be right now. So
right now,
Maxine Shaw, girl, I hope you find ways to celebrate. I hope you find ways to get excited about your future, because it is very bright. And I hope you run toward all that is for you, because you can have a girl at any age.
You can at any age,
any age.
Say it again.
Yes.
All right. Was that?
That was Call Me Maxine Shaw.
I got a little.
It's okay.
I got a.
She slipped in. She slipped in an honesty box on that one, honey. Slipped in an honesty box.
She's like, while we're here.
While we're here celebrating my graduation, let me ask this question. I know that's right.
Got a quickie. Yeah. All right. Our next one says, hello, Dr. Kia and Chef J. Praise the Lord, niggas.
Praise the Lord. My name
is Mary J. No Blige. Okay. And I'm a big fan of the podcast since I started listening back in 2021. I look forward to this time of the year to hear all of the wonderful graduation shout outs, our favorite. I missed out on the chance to write in for myself when I graduated back in 2021 with my bachelor's in healthcare management. So I'm so excited to finally be able to write in this year to show a lot of love and congratulations to my dear friend, Sierra Booknight, who by the time this letter has been read will have graduated with her master's in pastoral care and counseling from New York Theological Seminary. I'm so proud of her accomplishments and cannot wait to see her fully in her element doing the Lord's work through compassionate counseling.
Yes.
Congratulations again to her. Also to Chef Jade. Hey. as well as all of the class of 2023. I hope to be writing back next year for myself when I finish my dual master's in health and business administration.
I know that's
love you both, and I hope to meet y'all in person one day at a live show. Soon come!
Soon come.
And that's from Mary J. Noblige. Mary J.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you for writing in. First of all, a belated congratulations to you and a future congratulations to you. We cannot wait for the official announcement. And shout out to Sierra. Congratulations.
Sierra Booknight. I love that last name.
Sierra Booknight.
Yes.
And I feel like this might be our very first seminary announcement in all of the years that we've been reading. So,
I'm on pastoral care. That's right. Our next graduation announcement comes from Jazz. Jazz writes, hello. I'd like to send a shout out to my fiance, Nia. She's the 6th year, 10th grade teacher in Baltimore, Maryland, who in her short time has led her geometry team and mentored teachers almost twice her age. She's also headed the Best Buddies program to integrate students both with and without special needs and facilitates the school's Gay Straight Alliance group, offering students a safe space to talk about LGBTQ plus topics and concerns. Now, she did everything in that run-on sentence and more, all while completing her master's in education from the Johns Hopkins School of Education.
Second Johns Hopkins!
She said, hope I got the title right. I think it's a little bit longer, but that's okay, girl. She is smart, caring, hardworking, and the absolute best person you would want looking after your child during the day while you're at work. I'm so proud of her. I watched her balance making cupcakes for her kids' bake sale, grade assignments, lesson plans, and write 10-page papers all in one night. A true Jamaican queen through and through.
True and true.
I tell her every day I could never. Anyways, I just want her to hear from me on this awesome platform how proud I am of her and her never-ending accomplishments. Shout out to my lady. Love you, Nia. Thank you. I love how your show makes me feel. And that's from Jazz. Aww. Thank you, Jazz. And thank you, Nia.
Jazz. Congratulations, Nia.
We are so proud of you.
Need.
Yes.
Okay. This is the type of leadership that the youth need.
Correct.
And this is what gives me comfort that they're going to be all right because we have people like Nia in leadership.
That's right.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Our next announcement says, good afternoon, getting grown family. I just wanted to add myself to the announcements.
I know, that's right.
I'm not sure what to even add. I'm from South Carolina, but came to Richmond to pursue pharmacy school. I graduated May 12th, 2023 from Virginia Commonwealth University School of Pharmacy with my doctorate.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you for helping me celebrate my accomplishments. What is wrong with me today?
It's okay.
So often I don't stop and enjoy the moment. Best regards, and that's from Alexis Holloman. Alexis, allow us to celebrate you and congratulate
you. We're clapping.
You added exactly what you needed to add, and we are so proud of you and so grateful that you wrote in so that we can partake in the celebration of you.
I love this. Congratulations.
Congratulations, mama.
The next announcement reads, hello, Dr. Kia and Chef-tress Jade.
Chef-tress.
I'm submitting my graduation announcement, I know that's right moment. On April 24th, I successfully defended my doctoral capstone entitled Diversity in the Workplace, a Readiness Assessment for Nonprofit Partners, and became Dr. Courtney Denise Howe.
Yes!
I graduated with my Doctor of Education degree in Organizational Leadership from Oakland University in Rochester Hills. Is Michigan? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Listen,
graduation was on April.
Fine.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Graduation was on April 29th, and I dedicated my degree to my late grandmothers. I know that's right. Mm-hmm. Ernestine Cook.
A sturdy black name.
We need more of them in this day and age.
We do.
Ernestine Cook and Marjorie Howe. Marjorie passed of COVID in June 2020. I found out I was accepted into the program when she was in hospice, and she was so proud of me. Another important note is I am the absolute last person in my family who carries the name Howe. My great-great-great-grandparents were Thomas and Celie Howe and were enslaved in Pike County, Alabama, near Troy, 175 years ago. I carry their name with honor. I finished the Winter School Never Left episode. I want... to know, I want you to know that both of your perspectives on wellness after academia, I'm taking a medical leave from work to gather my life and slow down. I need to relearn what my capacity is and prioritize me and redefine my worth and value outside of work and school. Your wisdom is appreciated. Thank you, Dr. Howe, and congratulations.
Yes, Dr. Howe.
To you. You're doing awesome.
Look at her.
Work.
Do you see these professional photos?
I see them, honey.
It's giving. Do you see this coif?
It's giving. Okay.
I love this.
It's giving. Okay. It's giving. She's got her stole, honey. It's her cap.
Yes.
And gown is gowning. We love it.
You have been hooded.
Hooded.
Dr. Howe.
Dr. Howe.
Same as we told Maxine Shaw. Take a moment and celebrate all of the work that you've done.
So
like, just take a breath for a second. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that looks like for you. And I think that's another thing we have to figure out. What does relaxation look like for me? I have not been a person who's been great at relaxing. And I had to figure out what that looks like for me. It doesn't always have to mean going to a spa or doing, you know, quintessential things that fall under the relaxation category.
You have to learn it.
You know? And I think the first thing, which is what I had to do as well, was just to take a minute to acknowledge and celebrate myself for all of the work that I did and got myself through. Thank you to my fingers. Thank you to my hands.
Yes.
Thank you. Just thank you for every capable thing about me that allowed me to get through this journey. And just take a minute for that. I think take a minute for that. And then figure out what it is that makes you feel good. If that means putting in a routine where you get to read for 30 minutes before you go to bed, or waking up in the morning and having a workout, or maybe you have, you know, a quiet hour of tea before anybody starts emailing you, you figure out what that wellness looks like for you, what that ritual looks like for you on a daily or weekly basis. And I think that's going to help you with the balance between school, getting out of school, getting into work, getting into a flow. You know, what is going to work for you ritual wise? Not, I hate the word routine, but ritual wise, what is going to work for you? What makes you feel good?
Absolutely. I know that's right.
And we're all learning what our capacity is. Set the boundaries, honey.
That's right. Samesies.
Set the boundaries.
Big samesies. I think you're on to read the next one, sis.
Oh, am I? I thought I just read that.
No,
oh,
I
no,
just
that was,
read that.
That was
I just
you.
Read Dr. Howe. You just had a word for her, which is important.
Thank you very much. It was off the cuff.
No, it was very enlightening.
I'm sorry, y'all. I keep getting
very enlightening.
All turned around in these emails. Here we go.
Yes.
Hey, Chef Jada, Dr. Kia. Before I get into my graduation announcement, I just wanted to let you ladies know that y'all are amazing, and I love y'all down.
Thank you.
Please keep up the great work that y'all have been doing. It's necessary and appreciated. We appreciate you. Now on to the announcement.
Yes.
My sister-in-law, Catherine Ross, is graduating from the Spelman College on May 21st with a Bachelor of Science in Forensic Psychology. Come on. I love
just
a black scientist.
CSI.
Catherine fought through so many obstacles during her college years that would have taken most people out. But not my sis, okay?
That's right.
She is a baddie in every sense of the word, and I am extremely proud of her. In her time at Spelman, she was head peer assistant leader and social media chair, vice president and social media chair of the National Society of Collegiate Scholars, a member of the National Society of Leadership and Success, a graduate of the FBI Collegiate Academy.
Go ahead.
And a Spelman Intelligence Agency member. What
go
the
ahead.
Fuck?
Intelligence Agency. What?
I know she
Spelman
will go
got
on
an
to do.
Intelligence Agency?
Right. I didn't know that.
Go ahead.
S-I-A.
I know that's right.
I know she will go on to do great things, and I cannot wait to cheer her on every step of the way. Thank you for reading. And that's from Tasha Ross to her sister-in-law, Catherine Ross. Catherine, girl.
Catherine.
I hope you're going to take a nap before anything else before you be out here. Ha ha. I wonder. I hope you take a nap.
Catherine has been working.
What? Boots.
Boots. All right.
Oh, Catherine, congratulations. Tasha, thank you so much for writing it.
Very, very proud of you, Catherine. And thank you, Tasha. Greetings, Getting Grown Tribe. Thank you for the fresh air that is your podcast. Isn't that a nice thing to say?
Oh, you are my type of time.
She said, I so enjoy it. I wanted to send my graduation announcement over to you all. I recently walked the stage at Loyola University in New Orleans.
Hey!
While I earned a master's of science in marketing and communications. I've attached a few photos of my achievement. Okay, give us sickening sequence.
In your Come account. On, give us an eye. Okay.
Congratulations to you all on all of your graduations and all of your great things. Blessings. And that is from Miss Danielle Matthews, honey.
Danielle, a sequin dress. Until I.
Giving us a look.
A mint shoe. She is giving it to me.
Mint shoes with lavender polish on the toes. Okay.
I'm loving the colors. Keep wearing colors, black girls. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Congratulations to you, Danielle. We're super, we're buku proud of you. Okay. Absolutely. Hey, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. Hey. First, I want to say congratulations, Chef Jade, on your graduation.
Yes.
I'm a longtime listener and love you ladies both so much. I wanted to give a graduation shout out to my best friend and sister, Naja Van. Naja is graduating this weekend with a master's in public health from Tulane University School of Public Health. Come on, two New Orleans in a row. Uh-huh. And tropical medicine. Come on.
Tropical medicine.
Tropical or topical? Well, you know what? Congratulations, regardless.
Either.
I'm so incredibly proud of her work, resilience, and achievements. Congratulations, Naja. I love you so much. Lots of love, Emmanuel.
Yes.
Congratulations, Naja.
I love that.
Yes.
Mo Harris writes, "Hey, y'all. I've been a listener for a few years now, and while I could have definitely participated in some past graduate school announcements, I felt led in this season, child."
Yes.
"I passed my ASWB board clinical exams for my full Master's of Social Work licensure on May 3rd, 2023. Your girl is fully licensed and I don't need no supervision.
Hello." I know that's right.
She said, "Hello, private practice. Hello, autonomy. It is me. Thank you, Jade and Kia, for showing up for yourselves and giving us black girls even more motivation to keep learning and getting grown despite all the raggedy America is around us." Mm. Thank you. And that is time, Mo Harris. We are proud of you, Mo, and you better be out
we
here.
We are.
Helping.
Come on, Mo.
Okay.
Come on, autonomy.
Giving private practice. It's giving certification. You better pass these exams. Okay.
It's giving girl boss, even though I hate that. I use it to troll myself. "Hi, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. I'm so excited to be able to send in my grad announcement. I've been waiting to celebrate with the Getting Grown family."
Yes.
We've been waiting to celebrate with you.
We sure have.
"On May 5th, I graduated with my bachelor's degree in education, elementary, general, and special education, with a minor in educational policy and reform from the University of Alabama. I was a Gates Scholar and I graduated summa cum laude, which is why I have a red cap in my photo. You better give me all of the explanation. I'll be teaching fifth grade this fall and starting my master's degree in a couple of weeks. I was recognized by my major as the most outstanding student as well." Come on!
I know that's right.
"I survived some major health issues and challenges, yet I was able to graduate in 3 years and debt-free."
I know that's
all
right.
"At the age of 21 years old. Flex on these hoes. Attached are two of my favorite grad portraits. Please excuse the wrinkled regalia. The gowns are made from recycled bottles and can't be ironed." All right. I love a sustainable queen.
What?
"Congrats to all graduates and thank you for the opportunity to celebrate you all." And that's from Icy. Icy Danielle. Oh, Icy. So Icy.
Don't make my robe out of no recycled bottles.
No. Wait, this is not even that bad, Icy. Like, I'm thinking you was getting ready to sit up here being, "You look hella cute. You better perch."
I see. Recycle bottles is killing me.
Sister, they're making a lot of things out of recycled bottles.
Don't make mine out of no recycled bottles.
Kia said, "Fuck your paper straws.
That's right. I need a real straw. Don't be putting no paper in my drink.
Don't put paper in my drink, please. I'm not with the shits.
We will move forward. But congratulations, Icy.
Congratulations, Icy.
This is good for me because I just finished Queen Charlotte. Did you watch it?
Queen Charlotte?
On Netflix. No? Okay, you didn't watch
What's that about? Is that the Black Bridgerton thing?
Yes.
Oh, girl, you know.
So I didn't watch Bridgerton, but you should watch Queen Charlotte because it's about black women.
Okay.
I think that you will. And, I mean, you know that I don't Bridgerton neither, but Shonda Rhimes wrote the hell out of that story, and I think that you should give it a shot. I do think you should give it a shot. But you know how in the Bridgerton, and one of the things, well, you know, in Queen Charlotte and in Bridgerton, when the narrator reads letters.
Oh.
And so it always, whether it's from Queen Charlotte or a queen, it's very royal, very formal, and it always says, "Dearest gentle readers." And this is how Charisse has opened her email.
She says, "Dearest, thank you for the context.
Dearest gentle readers, my daughter Dorian Charisse Odoms, who studied, researched, taught, and typed fast, was hooded on May the 5th at the University of Toledo as a doctor of philosophy and health education. Her dissertation titled, Manifestations of Anti-Black Gender Racism, Pregnant and Birthing While Black, will be published. I'm claiming it. I am proud of all she's accomplished. Dorian has been an inspiration and phenomenal example for her siblings, and I look forward to the change her work will bring. Mommy loves you." And that's signed, Charisse. Thank you, Charisse, and congratulations to Dr. Dorian Charisse Odoms.
Dr. Dorian Charisse Odoms.
Dearest gentle readers.
Wait, she included pictures.
She did include
pictures. Yes, Dr. Dorian.
Now, this robe was not made from recycled bottles.
I'm screaming. IT is over.
No,
here.
But listen, you have to watch Queen Charlotte, because now everything is treason. Everything is like, we're like, it's like, you're like, you cut me off. Treason. Like,
treason.
That's what I be saying. Like, I was watching HGTV and I was like, you know, the show that I thought was coming on was not coming on. I was like, what is this? House Hunters? Treason. Because that's the kind of
See,
way,
you
that's,
know I don't need to be swept up in that world.
That's how I end. Everything is
annoying
treason.
For everybody.
That's like, you're going to, we're going to call. Jay's going to open the next week's show like, Dearest Gentle Readers.
Dearest Gentle Readers. And then I'm going to bust into an ignorant ass song. Maybe like some cut. Dearest Gentle Readers. What it is, ho?
This show is a disaster.
It really is. It is a ghetto mess. All right. Our next letter says, "Hello, Dr. Kia. Takia, excuse me, they did your whole name.
Come on here.
And Chef Jade, okay? And spelled it correctly.
That's right.
First off, congratulations to you, Chef Jade, for completing culinary school. Thank you. And to you, Dr. Takia, for your new career role.
Well, thank you.
You both continue to achieve so much while pouring into the getting grown audience with your transparency on the Black adult experience. I extend immense gratitude to you both and your extended family. Jaden XD, Friendzone, The Read, for helping me week by week survive this ghetto ass hood. Immense. I know that's right. Immense. Thank you very much. Yes. I'd like to congratulate Michelle.
That's right.
For working so hard to complete my doctorate in health science with a concentration in education. Mm-hmm. My scholarly project, Exploration of Facilitating Health Professions, Curriculum to Diverse Students, investigated the lived experiences of Drexel University's health professions faculty and their utilization of cultural...
That's a word I've never seen.
Oh, what? You've never seen it either.
I've never seen that word.
Compatibility.
The infusion of
compatibility, which is the infusion of cultural
humility.
I think that's what that said. Cultural humility and competency. Okay. All right.
Compatibility.
Okay.
We stand.
Well, you taught us something.
Yeah.
Again, the infusion of cultural humility and competency in the classroom. I also gained a certification in mind, brain, and learning, which centered on the science of the human learning process. These past 4 years have truly been a whirlwind between working countless hours supporting emergency response in New York during COVID. Ooh, God bless. Losing friends and family, including my aunt, our condolences, and managing severe anxiety and depression. A career change in moving halfway across the country to Texas, I'm eternally grateful for God, my ancestors, family, and network for supporting me. I know that's right. Mm-hmm. Wishing you both and the graduating class of 2023 continued success. Best regards, and that's from Lindsay Clark.
Go ahead.
Lindsay, first of all, congratulations to you for your accomplishment and your accomplishment in the midst of lots of challenge. And also, thank you for sharing a word that...
Yes, I looked it up.
I mean, it's not... Yeah, I've never heard of it, which is not, like, rare, but...
Compatibility is defined as the synergistic process between cultural humility and cultural competence, in which cultural humility permeates each of the five components of cultural competence: cultural awareness, cultural knowledge, cultural skill, cultural desire, and cultural encounters.
Okay.
I'm with it. I've learned something. It. Yes.
Right, and I love learning something.
Me too. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Lindsay, Dr. Clark. I think this is our last one, sis.
It is. All right.
For this week. Hello, Jade and Kia. My name is Amanda. I hope you are both doing well. On May 10th, I graduated from Kennesaw State University in Georgia with a bachelor's in interdisciplinary studies with minors in both psychology and sociology. It's been hard, and it took longer than I would have wanted, but I did it. Shout out to my mom for continuing to push me, encourage me, and pray for me when I didn't have it in me to do it for myself. Beyond grateful to be on the other side, because, baby, if you only knew what I went through to get here. Just wanted to share. Thank you, ladies, for always being so encouraging. Sending you both lots of love. Thanks, Amanda. And Amanda included very precious pictures of herself.
Okay.
In her regalia, looking amazing.
Yes, I love this custom hat.
Yes.
I love this excited stance. I'm loving this pop of pink.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Amanda. Shout out to you, and shout out to every graduate who wrote in, and everybody who wrote in to write about a graduate. We're going to continue to read these announcements over the next few weeks, so make sure you get them in to hello@gettinggrown.co.
That's right.
Hello@gettinggrown.co. Always in the description box if you are ever confused.
Ever.
Wow. Well, I guess we're going to see you all for the next minisode. And make sure, if you haven't checked in, you tune in to the main stage as well.
That's right.
Oh, and the Patreon, if you would like the video form of these announcements. And sis, take them out and tell them what to do.
Y'all know what the drill is. You always want to moisturize your mind. Keep your thoughts lubricated by attending to the business that is yours and yours alone. You want to mind your business out here. Lube your mind by minding your business. You also want to moisturize your insides by drinking enough of the Lord's water. You want to make sure you get as much. Did you see that video Ananda Lewis did where she broke down how much water is required for each of the organs? She said, like, the kidneys require 4 cups of water a day.
Because she was like, you can survive weeks without food, but you cannot survive past 3 to 5 days without
water.
It
made so much sense about how, like, you know, our bodies require moisture internally. Yep. And so it was just a good, if you have not checked that out, please do that. Moisturize your insides. And you finally want to moisturize your outside, your skin, your very largest organ. Tell them why, sis.
Because your black will crack if your regalia is wrinkled.
That's right. Dearest gentle readers.
Dearest gentle readers, goodbye.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.